W1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Mike Dubusky. We're learning more about the possible first spark that started the catastrophic Maui wildfires. Bob Marshall, the CEO of Whisker Labs, a company that sells in-home sensors to monitor for precursors to electrical fires, says a flash in the surveillance footage from the Maui Bird Conservation Center is known as an arc flash, which happens when a power line comes in contact with something like a tree or vegetation.
We've got that video of that kind of explosion, and we've got 10 sensors in that community that show a very sharp drop in electrical voltage at precisely that same time.
The death toll there rising to 111. President Biden visits on Monday. The ex-wife of a Microsoft executive gunned down in the middle of the street last year, charged by a Florida grand jury with first-degree murder. A 6.3 magnitude earthquake has shaken Colombia's capital of Bogota today, says the United States Geological Service. This is ABC News. It's been another week of triple-digit temperatures across the Lone Star State, and Texas is starting to feel the heat financially.
Office workers and telecommuters can generally find relief from the scorching sun. Landscaper Isaac Artavia doesn't have the luxury, and the heat takes a toll.
Headaches, cold sweats, dizziness, heart palpitations.
Analyst Ray Perryman calls the heat an economy killer.
It leads to health effects, which lead to health insurance claims, and that impacts the productivity in the economy.
He says the state's retail, restaurants, and bars have seen a 10% slump in revenue this summer. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Wildfires are flaring up again in parts of Canada. Tens of thousands are evacuating ahead of the flames in the Northwest Territory. ABC News chief meteorologist Ginger Z reports.
The city is Yellowknife, the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories. It's got a population of about 20,000 people, and they got to get everybody out by tomorrow when they anticipate the fire that is far too close for comfort to take over even the highway, the one that goes in and out.
Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
For the talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what Green Bay needs to know. One man is in custody after a stabbing in Appleton. Appleton police responded to a call around 11:30 last night at South Memorial Drive and 7th Street. They arrived to find an injured man who was taken to the hospital. Authorities say they believe the stabbing was targeted. They aren't sharing much at the moment as the investigation is ongoing, but did say an arrest was made. Anyone who may have witnessed the crime is being encouraged to contact the Appleton Police Department. Is your day lacking funnel cakes? The Brown County Fair kicked off yesterday in De Pere and was attended by hundreds of people. There's a variety of great food, animals, entertainment, and rides. There is also kids' entertainment, a rodeo, and tractors. Stop by and say hi to us at the Civic Media Truth Booth and tell us your Brown County story, and we might just use it on the air. The Brown County Fair runs through Sunday. Pete Schwabe for the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there? I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
It's so hot. Wait. Now it's going to rain? It is summer in Wisconsin.
As much as we love it, we love to hate it too. Find a forecast you can count on along with the in-depth details you need, only from the Civic Media Weather Team.
These extended conditions have led us into a flash drought. Sitting in these above average temperatures with minimal rain has swiftly altered the local climate.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, Fig Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
On all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with some good news. We have baseball tickets. We have baseball tickets. Minnesota Twins game. It's coming Tuesday. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Baseball tickets. Remember something. Remember that you can listen live to every Brewer game. First of all, in our flagship station, Oshkosh Support. Oshkosh Support, flagship station in the Fox Valley. 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Flagship Brewer station in the Fox Valley, Pacific Media. You can also hear it, listen to it live on WRCE, News from the Center, from Richland Center. 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. But call Calvin right away if you want some tickets Tuesday night. Plenty of tickets, 844-967-2789. Milwaukee Brewers, pennant contenders. They're playing well. Best seats in the house. See this, fastballs coming right down the pipe. Quite frankly, my favorite sport because I played it all through Little League, Pony League, high school, and went out for the freshman team in college as well. Didn't make the varsity there, but it's a great sport. All right, let's get right to it. Let's get right to a lot of developments. Let's get right to Donald Trump. Right now, authorities have publicly worried about the safety of the Atlanta grand jurors and also the safety of witnesses and the safety of judges because of Donald Trump. Let's burrow right into it. In Georgia, unlike a lot of states, the grand jurors' names are made public. The idea is transparency, which is great. Transparent, know who decided to indict you. What they did not contemplate is that you'd have crooked Donald Trump, a violent individual, encouraging his supporters to commit violence on anybody who opposes him. I don't know if those grand jurors have been given security. I know witnesses have been given security. I know Cassidy Hutchinson had to leave her home and no one knows her location and she's being protected. I know that Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman down there they lost their business. They had a little business making leather purses, lost their business, got death threats and had to get rid of their house and move out of town. Well, it was yesterday there was a death threat against Judge Tanya Chutkan. Judge Chutkan is a very, very good judge. She's presiding over the Washington, D.C. case. And she's moderate. She's fairly moderate. She did not give Jack Smith, the prosecutor, everything he wanted. But in any event, a 43-year-old woman from Texas, Abigail Jo Schrey, Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas, threatened to kill Tanya Chutkan, called her up, used the N-word against her, racial slur, and then said, quote, you are in our sights. We are coming to kill you. She's been arrested. Trump does this. Trump gins up less sophisticated people who are inclined to kill and basically gets them thrown in jail, but also threatens judges, witnesses, and jurors. January 6th, he lathered those people up. He told them to come to Washington. It was a big deal. Save the date. They came. A lot had weapons. And he said, when somebody said, well, we should make him go through a metal detector, he said, no, no, they're not here to shoot me. Oh, really? So who are they there to shoot? Well, they're there to hang Mike Pence. They were out to beat Nancy Pelosi to death. Oh, Nancy. Oh, Nancy. Remember that? Over 1,000 of them have been prosecuted. Some of them have gotten long jail terms. He leaves bodies in his wake. Now this 43-year-old woman, Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas, is going to prison. Why? Because Trump immediately attacked Tanya Chutkan, even after he was told not to make inflammatory statements. And he said, quote, she is biased and unfair. She obviously wants me behind bars. He shot his mouth off. And as a result, Abigail Jo Schrey is going to prison. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He also attacked Jack Smith, called him a low-life prosecutor deranged, a low-life prosecutor deranged. He attacked a witness in front of the grand jury in Atlanta, Jeff Duncan, a former lieutenant governor, said Jeff Duncan should not testify. That's a sign to his Proud Boy types and his Oath Keeper types. Let's go after this guy. Names him by name. If this were any other defendant, I'll tell you from my experience, his bail would be revoked. But by the way, Trump is out on bail. I don't know if you realize that. He's out on bail in Atlanta. He's out on bail in Florida, and he's out on bail in New York. And he's out on bail in Washington, D.C. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. And this is a guy who opposed bail, remember? There shouldn't be bail. I agree. There shouldn't be any bail. Should go back into prison. But they say, oh, well, the Secret Service won't permit it. Who guard him? Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that says he deserves protection at all. That's by statute, number one. Number two, the Secret Service is under the jurisdiction of the Attorney General and the President, and is paid by the United States. If they are given orders to turn him over to jail, they will. Now, when he shows up there again, what are the logistics of that? You put him in an isolated jail cell, like in solitary, and you have three or four Secret Service agents in cots around him taking turns, so he isn't murdered by inmates. This guy has got to keep his mouth shut. He is endangering people's lives. Going over the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul? Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Hey there, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, by the way. I have to get this off my chest right away. We need two political parties in this country. I mean, that's the bottom line. You need choice. But the current GOP have lost their way. You need to tell people, hey, we do not believe in threatening judges, jurors, election people, and this death threat, because there's some unstable people out there, and that was proven on January 6th. And if you don't want to do that as a Republican Party, form another party or something. I mean, this is out of control, Matt. And if you keep going in this direction, you will get people hurt or killed. And think of the money that's going to cost us taxpayers also to protect all these people. It just shouldn't be happening, Matt. I don't know how history is going to write this, what's going on, but it, I'm an older gentleman. I'm a little younger than you. I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime. I hope I never see nothing like it again. This is just way too far. But before I get too crazed up here, wound up here, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, that's an excellent call, Paul. And you know something, that's from the heart, and it's coming from my heart as well. Let me tell you something. In the past, there have been very contentious elections. There really were. The 1960 election, that was Kennedy and Nixon. There were elections, plenty of elections, where there were very, very strong feelings and hard feelings. But we have never had anybody in the past, ever had anybody in the past, who has, in what he thinks is a sly, oblique way, threatened the lives of witnesses, judges, and jurors. Never. And Paul is exactly right. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thank you for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Well, we need more of you, Matt, educating the public, because the public is not educated. They're still getting false information. But I really want to recommend something so people can see this with their own eyes and hear with their own ears. There was something published on The Beat by Ari Melber, and you can go to YouTube, and the title of it is See Trump Bet Roger Stone Pushing Elector Plot on Tape. And it's a Beat exclusive, and you just type that in, and you can see and hear that this thing began in probably about December, before the election was even called. It was a couple days, November 5th, and it's on tape where Roger Stone was identifying states to have fake electors, and in the states that were run by Republicans, like our state of Wisconsin. People need to wake up in the state of Wisconsin, because we have bad guys that continue to cause difficulties in our state. Robin Voss, Fitzgerald, the ones that are in the Congress that are Republican. This is my opinion, but God darn it, the evidence is mounting up. So people, educate yourself. Listen to Matt. Listen to the guys that know the stuff that you can trust. Thank you, Matt, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Gene. That's very Gene, repeat that thing that they should go on YouTube. Can you repeat it? Oh. Are you still there?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
You're not. Okay, say it again that they should go. What should they Google? Go ahead.
Okay. What I've gone to is YouTube, but you can Google it too. But YouTube, it's easy for people, older people like me, that don't have all those things. Okay. What you see is Ari Melber, The Beat. It's an exclusive. The title is See Trump Vet Roger Stone Pushing Elector Plot on Tape. You got to see
Great.
It in here.
Yeah.
Thank
Great.
You.
Gene, thank you very much. Now, I see a couple more people on the line. I'm going to get to you immediately after the break. I got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I will take you right away after the break. Do not hang up.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize and get over, so I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
Well, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about
People will be marrying coffee tables once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute.
Weekdays from 4 until 6
on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear sky tonight with a low of 53. Northwesterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Clear skies tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 76. 60 tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Once again, lows level off around 53 tonight, a high of 76 tomorrow. Lows level off around 60 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 64.
From I-43 to I-41.
This is the Talk of Green Bay.
1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go right to the lines, take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Say, with Trump coming under scrutiny now and going to court, we got to really be prepared. And here's what we got to be prepared for. These domestic terrorists that support them, the co-conspirators, will try and defund, will try to distract, they'll try to do anything to keep that guy from going to court. Because if he does, they know collectively they're all finished. They're all going to tumble. So when they talk about pardoning, when they talk about a way to let him off, when they talk especially about letting him run for president, we have to come up against them and say, no, the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, specifically states an act of terrorism, you're not allowed to be involved politically. We got to start supporting the Constitution, because if we don't, and this guy slips through, we're in trouble.
Excellent call, Bill. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for calling, as always. Bob of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
I've got the three major causes of the destruction of American democracy. First one would be the Reagan tax cuts. The middle class has never recovered. 60% cut for the middle, for the rich, and only 15% for the middle class. That disaster stays with us. The second one would be telling lies, 30,000 lies, and propaganda being routinized. Has developed this cults instead of parties. And third, gerrymandering, which means there is no democracy in many of our states, including Wisconsin at the legislative level. So those are the big three, I think. You know, we've got too many solid red states, and there's no debate. And with out of common reference, too many lies, the gerrymandering, the lies, and then favoring the rich are right. the three biggest problems.
Bob, I certainly agree with you on the gerrymandering and on Trump's lies. The Trump's lies, I've never seen a candidate before or a president before. There's the violence, but there's also the pervasive mendacity, the pervasive lying. On every little fact, there's nothing he says when he opens his mouth that you can trust or believe, even though he was the president, now he's running again. That and the gerrymandering, which has really imposed commie government on the states that have it, and that our state's one of them. Voss is now speaker, and he has a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and he's two seats shy of a veto-proof majority in the Assembly, he doesn't get 50% of the vote. That's commie government. And what they've done is they put cancer in our water, destroyed our great university system, and they are relentlessly attacking our liberties. Thank you very much for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's in your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, Matt, everybody today is just so spot on. Another thing I see as a problem personally is some of these people that should know better that run interference for them. I'm reading an article yesterday about some gal that worked in the Justice Department, and she says in this article in the New York Times, well, it would be wrong to say that there's a precedence for these exact circumstances because there isn't one because we've never seen these circumstances. Well, I don't really truly care. Why don't we set a precedence? How does one get set in the first place if you never do it?
Right. We have a guy, Trump, who was president, and even when he was president, now he is a candidate, is encouraging violence against judges, witnesses, and jurors, and healthcare officials, and election officials. And he continuously lies. The American people have got to see that. They've got to bust through that and recognize that. The Republican Party, we do need, Paul Lisco, Paul said it right. We need two parties. We need a center-right party and a center-left party. We don't have a center-right party anymore. They have imposed commie government and violence on us, and people in that party, and there are plenty of them, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, all of the Republicans who stood up to Trump on the attempt to steal the election. They're good people. They've got to regain control of their party. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thank you for calling, Mark. What's in your mind today?
Yeah, Trump is constantly engaged in stochastic terrorism. I mean, as well as many of his allies are engaged in, and they do it, you know, kind of sideways. But I mean, it's just terroristic acts are included. They're encouraging terroristic acts, and this nonsense of the fake electors. Oh, they were fooled by their lawyers. Blah blah blah. Well, no. If a clear reading of the Constitution says that the fake electors should not have happened. I mean, what it says in the Constitution is we, the electorate, select the electors, and that's how it's supposed to be, and they violated that. And I frankly wonder how many of the people on the Supreme Court, the conservatives, actually were in on the deal and wanted to do it. And but for Brian Hagedorn doing the right thing,
right,
the fake electors in Wisconsin would have had a leg to stand on, and they really shouldn't in the first place. I mean, that is just... I don't know.
No, you're right. Listen, Mark, it was 4-3. Three Republican justices voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won by more than 20,000 votes. And there were audits up the wazoo. In fact, Trump paid for an audit in Milwaukee and Dane County, which is where he lost big, but he lost elsewhere as well. And Biden gained votes. He gained a couple hundred votes in that re-audit. Three justices violated their oaths, in my opinion. One of them saw the handwriting on the wall, did not run for re-election, and that's how we elected Janet Protasiewicz. But there are two others up there. They're not up for election right now, but when they are, keep that in mind. There is no way they should be re-elected. There's no way they should be allowed to continue to attack and try to destroy our democracy. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. The death toll on Maui continues to rise. At least 111 people lost their lives in the wildfire that decimated the historic town of Lahaina. ABC's Gio Benitez is on Maui.
For the first time, we're seeing new videos now of what may have started these fires in the first place, and they seem to point to downed power lines. It's all part of the investigation as the heartache here just grows.
violent threats linked to the Trump cases, personal information of the Fulton County grand jurors who handed up the indictment against Trump is being shared online, and the sheriff now says he's working to track down the origin of those threats. Word that Trump's lawyers are telling him not to go through with a Monday event where he said he would reveal a large, complex report on election fraud in Georgia. Israel's defense ministry said today it has secured its largest ever defense deal, selling a sophisticated missile defense system to Germany. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. The Winnebago County Sheriff's Office is asking for your help to solve a 48-year-old cold case. They are looking into the disappearance of Bonnie Rapinski, who was 33 at the time she went missing on August 12, 1975. She was last seen getting out of her husband's car. They were in the process of getting a divorce, but celebrated her birthday on the night of her disappearance. Officials say DNA evidence, which was not available back then, could help find some answers. Anyone who might have information on the disappearance of Bonnie Rapinski should contact the Winnebago County Sheriff's Office. Brown County and the Wisconsin DNR want to hear from the public about what to do with dredged material. The two agencies are hoping to modify an existing agreement that allows them to get rid of the materials at Bayport. A meeting open to the public takes place August 30th at 4 p.m. at the DNR Service Center, 2984 Shawano Avenue. Pishwaba, WGBW 97.9 News.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips that you plan in advance, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends for which you make a group chat 3 months before so that nobody or anything is missing. Or your daughter's first birthday party. You planned it with such dedication that instead of the first, it felt like our quinces. The same way you plan each detail for those moments. Start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Protecting your family is the best plan you can make. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops' roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I get to the next segment, I want to mention something, and this is something where I call balls and strikes on both sides, and it doesn't give me any pleasure to say this, but there is a state representative named Ryan Clancy who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and so he represents the area that I live in. In a Facebook posting in an exchange, he said, quote, cop jobs have neither dignity nor value, i.e. police officer jobs have neither dignity nor value. That is false. It's very hurtful. He is a socialist. There's a socialist caucus, but he runs as a Democrat on the Democratic ticket. There's a socialist caucus. It has only two people in it. Clancy, who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and a fellow who represents Shorewood. These are two of the higher income areas in the state. It's absurd to have a socialist caucus representing two of the higher income areas of the state. This is Bree Chablis and Lexis Socialism. My message, and Clancy is my representative, but to Ryan Clancy, apologize immediately for those remarks, meet with police officers, get an understanding of how difficult their jobs are and how important and vital they are to our community. If you do not do that, you should resign from the assembly. I want to get back to Trump. There is a very dangerous circumstance that is starting to come together in the Congress. I want to let you know about it. There are three different efforts in Congress right now to defund Jack Smith and his investigation, to cut his paycheck. Some of them want to eliminate his paycheck, and they want to eliminate any investigators, any money for his investigation, or the prosecution of the case in front of Tanya Chutkan. Now, let me tell you the real danger there. The Republican Party will do virtually anything to injure the United States if they think in the process it injures Joe Biden so they can get back in office. Virtually anything. But they're not stupid. And the average Republican, if he tried to do something like that, knows that he'd be in jeopardy in his reelection. So it's not going to pass. But why are they doing it? They're doing it because there are a number of them, perhaps 30 of them, who have now said, if you don't defund Jack Smith and take away his paycheck and take away money for the prosecution of this criminal case against Trump, we will not vote for any money for the entire U.S. government in the September 30 budget negotiations. Okay, I want to review the bidding on that one. It's very, very important. September 30 is the end of the budget year. Starting October 1, there is no money authorized by Congress to fund anything in the entire federal government. To continue to fund the entire federal government requires 12 bills. They've been drafted. They've been proposed. One of them has passed. One. 11 have not. And the Congress has gone on vacation till September 12th. When they come back, they'll have 18 days to pass the other 11 bills. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Now, when they don't do it, there is a thing called a continuing resolution where they all get together, voice vote, and say, all right, let's keep the government open. I mean, if you can imagine, this is how we run our government. Let's keep the government open at current spending levels. That ain't great. There is inflation and so forth, but still, you get the government going. They are now saying that if Biden doesn't agree to take away Jack Smith's salary and the money for his staff, investigators, and other lawyers to prosecute Trump, they won't even vote for a continuing resolution. And some of them, which would also derail this, have said this: we are not going to permit disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states. They've done this before. When John Boehner was the speaker, believe it or not, remember Hurricane Sandy out in New Jersey and New York? The Republicans wouldn't vote for disaster relief. They'll only vote for it for Texas, Louisiana, and red states. What Boehner did was he got Democrats to go along with some of the Republicans, and they voted for it as a coalition Congress. As a result, there were people in his caucus, in the Republican caucus, who wanted to get rid of him. He was tired of the fighting. He said, the hell with it. He retired. Paul Ryan took over. Paul Ryan, by the way, went to college at Miami of Ohio, and when he was in college was an aide, a volunteer to John Boehner, believe it or not, who was an Ohio congressman. Then he went on to be the speaker. He tried to do the same thing, and they got after him too. There is a thing called a discharge petition. Discharge petition permits the minority party to say, even though Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans want to shut down the government, we have 213 Democrats who want to continue with a budget. And we have found five Republicans who will join us and demand that it be discharged for vote. There's one fly in the ointment. Where are the five Republicans? You'd think that in this state, the people who bray about somehow being moderates, like Gallagher of Green Bay and Style of Janesville, you think they'd say, well, we'll be two of them. There are five in New York who claim they're moderates. Republicans. There are five Republicans in California who claim they're moderates. You think among them, there are five total, a couple from each state, who would say, well, what the hell? We will agree that the United States should keep running and not let Russia go into Eastern Europe and Ukraine, not let China go into the entire South China Sea. They're now building airstrips on islands that are claimed by Taiwan and the Philippines. Yeah, let's pay our Justice Department. What the heck? Yeah, let's pay our Treasury Department. Right. How about our Attorney General? Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the servility in the Republican Party to Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is pushing this. Do you realize the degradation and servility of the entire Congress, Senate, and House by enacting rules that are not contemplated by the Constitution? The Senate is still letting Tommy Tuberville stop the confirmation of a general to head the Army, an admiral to head the Navy, and a general to head the Marines. They are permitting Rand Paul to block ambassadors, as he did with Niger, and an Islamic coup occurred. The pro-Western president is under arrest and under trial. And these people are running around waving Russian flags, and I mean that, in Niger, and they are Islamic terrorists. Because Rand Paul said he hadn't been given COVID info, which was false. Rand Paul was lying. Then Rand Paul said, it wasn't clear to me that I could make that information public. And once again, he was lying. There was no prohibition. He was doing anything he wanted with it. You must understand something. You must understand something. Rand Paul, Tommy Tuberville, and there are others in the House. Is Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, who have intimidated Kevin McCarthy, will deliberately injure, they will slash the wrists of our country. They will do it. They are full of self-hatred and hatred of the United States. They are doing this right now. And the rest of the government has passed rules that violate the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that permits the Senate to say that one guy, one sociopath, can shut down our military and shut down our State Department. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that a handful of one party can prevent a budget from even being voted on by the entire House. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense? It should make sense because that's what the Constitution would say, and yet they're getting away with it. Why are the congressmen and the senators so chicken? If you called Ron Johnson and said, we should have had an ambassador to Niger about 2 weeks before the Islamic coup, we should have an admiral in charge of the Navy, we should have generals in charge of the Army and the Marine Corps. You'll get a recording that goes, my name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. You call Tammy Baldwin's office. and say we should have an admiral and the head of the Navy. We should have a general and the head of the Army, another one the head of the Marine Corps. You will get that I virtue signaled on abortion and LGBT issues, and I passed a resolution bipartisan with Marco Rubio that says that we support our military. That's what you get. Why do you get that? In the Senate, you get that, and that's true of all 99 senators other than Tuberville, or 98 other than Rand Paul, because the vanity of being in the most exclusive club in the world is somehow stroked by saying to one another as they bow to one another in monarchical fashion, sir, you can shut down the government if you so choose. And in the House of Representatives, these clowns are not even normal looking. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, these are not normal people. Remember something. Kevin McCarthy said that the Russians were paying Congressman Rohrabacher from California and Donald Trump. He had it on tape, and then he lied and said, I didn't say it. They said, well, there's the tape. Was that photoshopped, sound shop? And he walked away. If Russia or Saudi Arabia bribes one senator, they can shut down and delay our government for a long time, including our military, including what's now a coup, an Islamic coup, that are waving Russian flags in Niger. That can spread. That is spreading. That is spreading. The vanity of the Senate is violating the Constitution. The pusillanimity, i.e. the cowardice of the members of the House of Representatives, is shutting down our country. Today is August 17. September 30, we have no money. Yes, Janet Yellen can do tricks for a little while, not too long. But the Chinese are looking at this. Islamic terrorists are looking at this. Russia is looking at this. And the Republican Party is betraying our country, and the Democratic Party in the Congress is standing by and not doing a damn thing about it. Very angry about this. This has got to be understood. When you have people in the House of Representatives who say they won't provide disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states, and we are not going to fund Jack Smith in the investigation unless Biden agrees to all of that, we're not giving you any money. That's what's happening in the United States. That has never happened in the United States, except 1861. Abraham Lincoln took care of business, but he had a lot of support. Right now, the country is divided. That's why it's essential that everybody out there listening to this take this in mind when you vote. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
For over a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. More than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. It's also the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times. A new bill in Congress would ensure this free, reliable service remains in cars. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Cephos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with host Chris Elfheim and Emily Cephos, Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Mainly clear skies and quiet tonight with a low of 52. Northwest winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 76. Mainly clear sky tomorrow night. Lows around 60. Turning warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the mid-80s to the upper 80s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 52 tonight. Highs reach 76 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A memo got leaked from the DeSantis campaign. That's unbelievable. Remember, there's going to be a debate next week. There's going to be a debate next week. We are going to be broadcasting Civic Media from a location right near the debate. And keep them honest, which won't be, actually will be very difficult with this crowd. Here's what the memo says. I couldn't believe it myself. I don't know what kind of a staff this guy has. Here is the debate prep memo from DeSantis' staff to DeSantis for next week. And this assumes that Trump will not be there because he's already said it's unlikely he'll be there. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. He opposes bail, of course, like Republicans. Kind of hard to explain why he opposes bail, but he's out on bail from four jurisdictions. If he were consistent, he'd check himself into prison right now. Here is the advice from DeSantis's campaign geniuses. A, defend Trump against attacks by Chris Christie. Well, great. You're going to defend the guy who's 30 points ahead of you in the Republican polls. B, this is unbelievable. Attack Vivek Ramaswamy and call him fake. Take a sledgehammer to him. Fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. Look. I have a sense of humor. It's pretty thin right now with the Republicans. Vivek Ramaswamy is a very wealthy guy who doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being a nominee for president of the United States. He's running basically for commerce secretary. All of these people, you got to understand something. When they say they're running for president, they're just trying to get attention so maybe they get a job. Vivek Ramaswamy is a Hindu gentleman. I have great respect for his religion. I have no respect at all for his positions. He's a right-wing son of a gun and thinks the United States should have voting only started at age 25. But do you really think the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the crowd that tried to murder people, in fact, five people died, beat cops, they're going to vote for this guy? You know they're not. And DeSantis is doing this so he can slyly and obliquely look like he's attacking an Asian guy. I mean, that's really what's going on here. It gets worse. He said, here is what you should say. You should say, fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. And then you should say, Trump is, if your name is mentioned, Trump isn't here. So let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself. We're all running against him. I don't think we want to join forces with someone on the stage like Chris Christie, who's auditioning for a show on MSNBC. I'm going to sit there watching this debate and think, I want to hear if DeSantis is dumb enough to actually say some of this stuff. Then it says, unbelievable, blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Now, you may think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm reading from the memo. Blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive mission, a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Hey, guy, how about the other way around? have a, you think Abraham Lincoln had to have a memo that said, give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times? The most amazing thing, and it's sad in a way, but funny in a way too, it says, make mention of a, quote, personal anecdote, end quote, or a, quote, story about your family, children, and or your wife, Casey, while, quote, this is in quotes, showing emotion, end quote. When a guy's running for president and he has to be told in a memo by a campaign aide that you should, quote, show emotion, end quote, about, quote, your wife, Casey, end quote, or, quote, about your family or children, end quote. That's a very sad thing. This is a very sad memo. And when you're sitting there listening to this, if you, in fact, do listen to any of it, if you listen to any of this, keep in mind that this is what the campaign memo said, and keep in mind whether or not this guy says these things. I think it's been hard for him not to say something like it, because this is his staff, and frankly, he's sort of adrift. His campaign is adrift. Right now, there was a poll in New Hampshire that showed him 1 point behind Christie in New Hampshire. Now, admittedly, they were both in single digits. In that poll, Christie was at 9%. DeSantis was at 8%. Trump was up around 40%. At some point, people in this country, Republicans in this country, and I think it's starting to penetrate to independents, you cannot continue to be supporting in a Republican primary a guy who espouses violence and a guy who lies all the time. That you can't do. A guy who has praised Putin, said that Putin is a genius because for, quote, a few dollars in sanctions, he got all that real estate in Ukraine, who attacks NATO and who will pull us out of NATO and pull out any support for Ukraine and let the Russians go into Eastern Europe. There is a line that can't be crossed, and that is a line that should not be crossed. I'll tell you something else. Trump has now been privately advised by lawyers, quote, whatever you do, do not hold that press conference on Monday. What are they talking about? The press conference, Trump shut his mouth off after the Atlanta indictment, and he said in a lot, in some bold letters with some of these words, quote, I am going to hold a press conference on Monday, and I am going to reveal a large, complex, but irrefutable report in caps, how these charges are false and they must be dismissed immediately in caps. What his lawyers are afraid of, and he's very capable of this, is he'll shoot his mouth off at this thing and it'll be evidence in the trial against him. He will admit to certain things and claim that they're not unlawful, but he'll be admitting to the facts. Remember, there were 161 overt acts. He'll go through them. I am betting that he is not going to show up. His hide will not be seen. His hide will not be seen on Monday, but stay tuned. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crude, Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app. Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming
ABC
on the
News.
Civic Media
I'm
app.
Mike.